It's time for today's Senior Spotlight, brought to you by Bruce Foote Chevrolet, serving the area since 1981. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, you know you can trust Bruce Foote Chevrolet in Monmouth.
And joining me today is Elena Alleman from United High School. And Elena, you've been very busy during your high school career. We were talking about when did you have time for fun? And you said, yeah, that was kind of tough. But I guess the biggest thing that I've taken away from talking to you here before we got started was the importance and the role of FFA in your high school career. Can you tell us about your involvement with FFA?
Yep, I've been extremely involved in FFA, and I can truly say that's probably the best organization that a high schooler could get involved in. It pushes you to try new things and develop your leadership and just grows you tremendously as an individual. I started out my freshman year not being able to speak in front of any type of crowd at all, and now I've been able to speak in front of some amazing individuals and meet some amazing individuals from all across the state and all across the country. I've just been able to really grow my own skills and seen other people around me grow as well.
And you've been president of the United chapter, but then even bigger is that you went on to be a section president and also one of the top 10 section presidents in Illinois. So that was quite an honor. And tell me about that.
Yeah, it was an amazing honor, and it's something that I wanted to work towards doing since my freshman year. I knew I wanted to do it. I just wanted to give back to an organization that's given me so much, and I knew that serving as a section president and being able to travel across the state and meet all the members and make an impact on them was definitely a way that I could do that. And I've just not only made an impact on them, but they've made a tremendous impact on me, and I've been able to learn a lot from my year serving as section president, and I'm really proud and honored to be in this position.
Now, you are a member of the National Honor Society, so that means you're a good student. And what were some of your favorite classes in high school or any favorite teachers?
You know, I'm going to go back to just the ag program because those are the classes that I think I've learned the most throughout my high school career. I had Mr. Ryden as one of my advisors and also my sister-in-law, Mrs. Alleman. She was one of my advisors as well. And they've just really both helped me grow and develop throughout my high school career. But also, Mrs. Anderson, my math teacher, she was really great. I really liked her. She's also served as my student council advisor, so she was very big help throughout my high school career, and I learned a lot from her.
Now, you also participated in some basketball and volleyball during your high school career. What did high school sports perhaps teach you the most?
You know, my high school sports just really taught me time management skills and working together as a team, because I was involved in a lot throughout high school, and you really have to learn when you need to manage your time and what you need to make a priority at which time. That just really helped me to teach me those skills and just develop them, and it's definitely something that I'm going to carry in through the rest of my life.
Now, you're planning to go to Western Illinois University, and tell us what you plan to major in there and why.
I plan to attend a major in ag business because I just think that it's a really good groundwork for I want to go into the ag industry, but I'm not exactly sure what I want to do in the ag industry yet. And I think ag business is just a really good foundational degree that I can build off of with my own experiences. And it's something that, it's a degree my dad got, and he was able to build off of that. And now he's an agronomist, and that's something that he really enjoys. So I think that it's definitely a good starting point for me in my journey in the ag industry, and something that I can build off of and use my own experiences to develop.
And finally, you are a member of the group Connections, and that means you help mentor freshmen. So when you look back on your high school career, what are some things that you really learned and enjoyed that you passed along to those freshmen?
You know, going back to FFA again, it's just I really truly believe that it's probably the best decision that I made for myself and a best decision that other kids can make for themselves. And so I did try to push that, and I got quite a few members to join that semester, and that was really good, and they're really enjoying it now, and I'm really proud of that. But also just to try new things. Like FFA, that was the biggest thing. I tried everything I could. I got myself out of my comfort shell, and I really enjoyed it. But really the main point, even if they didn't join FFA, is just to try new things and try things that you enjoy, because you don't know what you're going to be good at until you try them.
Well,
you will surprise yourself what you're good at.
Well, listen, Elena, I want to congratulate you on an outstanding high school career, and we want to wish you the best of luck at WIU and your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
That's Elena Alleman from United High School, our guest today on the Senior Spotlight.
This has been today's Senior Spotlight, brought to you by Bruce Foot Chevrolet, serving the area since 1981. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, you know you can trust Bruce Foot Chevrolet in Monmouth.